This is the Music Mentor Podcast. What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 249. This week's episode is about asking yourself questions instead of just saying statements as a means to be introspective, and I'll get there in a minute. But before I start, as always, I want to give a massive shout out to all the wonderful companies that I endorse. I have to start with Yucca Tape. If you don't know what this is, I am proud to say that I have my own line, a signature model line of finger tape for percussion, for drumming, and anything and everything that you might need finger tape for. It's infused with eucalyptus and essential oils, and it's going to be helpful for you to heal quicker. Obviously, it protects your fingers from any sort of like abuse that you might give yourself in your hands. So I strongly recommend it. You can use it on your wrists. You can use it on your ankles. I use it to golf. I've used it in soccer before. Recently, I picked up pickleball, which is a great sport that has been an amazing thing for me. And I tape my thumb sometimes. So anyhow, you can find that on Amazon, and you can go to the sort of Linktree link that is all over my social media. So I want to give a massive shout out again to Yucca Tape. As always, Zildjian cymbals, Vader drumsticks, LP percussion, Remo drumheads, Simpad accessories, Gibraltar hardware, also Nirvana hand pans, Traveler guitar, and I have to say that I've been having a really good streak, because the last two companies that I started working with have been some of my dream companies, and I'm lucky to say that I'm speaking through an SE microphone from SE Electronics. This is the Dynacaster, which I've been doing all my podcasts with since I got this incredible set of mics. And they also sent me a bunch of mics for my drum set, which now I'm going to be able to record for you and for anybody that needs drums and percussion through a brand new Focusrite 18i20 third generation 8-channel interface. So I'm really excited to now also work exclusively with Focusrite, a company that has changed my life. And I'll probably do a whole episode about how an interface was absolutely monumental in my life. And I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't have that in it. And I hadn't discovered what I could do with it. And also I discovered what I could do because of it. So that's a whole different thing. Anyhow, I wanted to share something with you that was a little bit more anecdotal that happened to me a couple of months ago, and I just kind of remembered it because a similar topic came to came to the forefront after a conversation I had with a person I went to see a show of a couple of nights ago. So when I sort of look back at my career and the things that I like doing the most, as you can tell by this podcast, I really have a passion for helping other people, and whoever needs advice or wants my advice, I try to be as honest and open and objective and kind and communicative and genuine as possible. A lot of times, the things that I would have to say, or the quote-unquote criticism, although I always try to make it objective. I'm always objective, but even though the criticism, I always try to make it positive in being genuine in that. There are some times where honesty might be what we think that we should say, no matter how rough it could sound, or the typical sort of like, yes, people are not sugarcoated. So the way that I approach a lot of these things, instead of telling people what to do per se, I like to ask questions, especially open-ended questions. And these are things that I've learned through my life coaching experience. And open-ended questions, aka questions that do not merit a yes or no answer, are sometimes or most of the times, the most effective way to be introspective and to find the answers yourself, or the person that is asking the question for them to find the answer themselves. So I went to the show, and the artist did not feel that he was very much prepared, and he didn't feel that it was a good show necessarily. And I objectively agreed. I didn't think that it was the best show I had seen. I thought there was a lot of flaws, some that were under his control and some that weren't. You know, some had to do with the sound of the venue. Some had to do with the performance or the playback or whatever. So there's a lot of things. So he pulled me aside and he asked me, you know, like, what do I think that I should do? What can I get better at and stuff like that? And my answer to him was to have him ask himself questions. So I asked them flat out, like, okay, what do you think is the problem for this show? Like, what for you was the biggest hurdle or the biggest source of adversity? And he said that he was very, very, very stressed. And he answered himself, or he continued, and he said, I need to be less stressed before a show. As a statement, right? And even though that statement might be true and, of course, very assertive and very much real and, you know, a sort of a symptom of what's going on, it wasn't enough for him to change that, right? So he said that, and that is just a comment almost in passing. It's almost like you don't have an alternative. It's almost like you speak it, or he spoke it as a fact. Like, I have to be less stressed. Okay, so I told him, what are the things that make you stressed? And notice the difference between asking yourself, what are the things that make me stressed, versus I need to be less stressed. In his mind, you could see his eyes and like opening wide, and you could almost hear him talking and his brain sort of like churning and thinking. And he said, well, I have to be more prepared. And I said, okay, you're doing it again. And I asked him, I said to him, listen to the difference of these two things. One is, or option A is, I need to be more prepared. Right? I'm going to say it again. I need to be more prepared, like as a conclusion and in an answer to whatever was bothering him. Option B is, what are the things that are causing me stress, and what can I do to reduce them and to be more prepared? Or in the sense of the more preparedness type of thing, or preparation, is like, what can I do to be more prepared? What is in my power to control so I become more prepared, right? There are two completely different ways of thinking basically about the same thing, or a very, very similar topic. So all this to say that I encourage you to ask yourself questions instead of just saying a matter-of-fact statement, because sometimes statements are wrong. You know, I was watching this amazing documentary on Tiger Woods, and he was talking about the difference between what he feels and what's real, and how sometimes he's practicing and he's 100% sure, like you couldn't convince him if his life depended on it. If he had to analyze and he went with what he felt, he would be completely positive that, you know, let's just say that his grip was too strong, right? And then you would look at the tape, and what was real was that his grip was weak. So there's a big difference between what we feel and what's real. However, the way we speak to ourselves sometimes when it's a statement, our brain can process it as a fact versus a question that is going to be open for not only different answers, but different interpretations to those answers, different ways of being deep or not that deep with every different question that you might, different answers that question might arise. So that is, I think, what one of the most effective ways, not only to exercise introspection, but eventually to exercise gratitude. Because having the ability to dedicate time to something so important as it is to ask yourself these deep questions, more than just saying things matter of fact and sort of manifesting them into reality. I think that is worthy of being grateful because not a lot of people do that. And you've heard me say this before, but I'll say it again. A lot of people think that this kind of habit of asking yourself a question instead of just saying something, they think that it's a personality trait of somebody that takes themselves way too seriously. Whereas I think that people don't do that, do not take themselves seriously enough. So I'll leave you with that little nugget that I've said before, but there it is. I want to thank everybody that has donated to momsdemandaction.org. As you know, or in case you don't know, I am offering a free music lesson, whether it's drums, bass, guitar, music theory, one-on-one music mentorship, whatever it is, if you donate over $25 to Moms Demand or Everytown USA, which are organizations that help reduce gun violence, elect gun-sensible politicians, and basically limit the horrific work of the NRA, which has destroyed this country systematically through irresponsible gun ownership, lax gun laws, and all of this is something that matters a lot to me. So if this is something that you're interested in and you want to take lessons with me, not only can you hire me for these things, but you can also donate to that cause and send me a screenshot on DM via Twitter or Instagram or TikTok or whatever. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of you, and we'll speak again soon. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.